This is Walter Cronkite reporting with news and analysis on the CBS Radio Network. Seeking to synthesize the two big stories of the past few days, a pundit might be tempted to ask if the President of the United States were to win the next Nobel Peace Prize for his role in ending the Mideast War, would Congress leave him in office until he could accept it? A closer look in a moment.
Now wait. You go to your pickup dealers. Order the pickup you want, and then wait. 1, 2, even 3 months. Well, not this fall. Not if it's a 1974 Ford pickup. Your Ford dealer has the biggest selection of 1974 pickups he'll probably have all year, in a big variety of models, too. These are his roomy, rugged Ford pickups that have the famous twin I-beam front suspension for a smooth, car-like ride. And lots of other standard features like front disc brakes, full foam seats, and a hidden storage area behind the seat. Yet your Ford dealer's never had so many pickups before. And that's not all. He also has a wide selection of Rancheros, Broncos, and big trucks to choose from. So don't delay. Your Ford dealer's ready to deal today on the truck that fits you and your job.
Like all other ceasefires between Israel and its Arab adversaries, the newest one is a most fragile instrument. The resolution by the UN Security Council, in addition to setting up the ceasefire, also calls on the warring parties immediately to start negotiations on a permanent settlement along the lines of that earlier, uncomplied-with, resolution of November 1967. Arab interests have long and loudly reminded us that the November 67 resolution requires Israel to pull back to its boundaries before the 1967 war. Today, even as the Israelis were formally accepting the new ceasefire, they were insisting anew that they would not so withdraw except to secure boundaries recognized in a formal peace treaty. What the Arabs usually soft-pedal is that the 67 resolution also calls for their formal recognition of Israel. In contrast to the Israelis, Arab qualifications about the new ceasefire weren't immediately expressed. But they shouldn't be long in coming, as the Israelis and their sympathizers demand formal negotiations, a treaty, and Arab recognition of Israel as a quid pro quo for withdrawal. Any ceasefire, in other words, must be very tenuous. Also, this one may have come about less through big power efforts than through the advent of a sort of battlefield equilibrium. The Arabs at a disadvantage, the Israelis unable to pursue their advantage except the prohibitive cost. Nevertheless, under ordinary circumstances, President Nixon could bask in satisfaction over the end of the fighting, a goal the United States pursued with unrivaled determination since the war's inception 17 days ago. However, this, of course, is no time for Mr. Nixon to pause and savor another of his diplomatic triumphs overseas, not when his enemies at home are calling for his impeachment, and when even some supporters admit impeachment proceedings are now a real possibility. White House sources maintain the impeachment fever will soon go down. After all, they say, the president has every right to fire Special Prosecutor Cox, an employee of Mr. Nixon, who violated the president's explicit public instructions to desist from further action to secure those presidential tapes for Watergate prosecutions. Furthermore, the White House people add, Cox was stubborn and arbitrary in rejecting the president's compromise proposal to release only a summary of the tape contents authenticated by Senator Stennis. In his defense, Cox points out, among other things, that such a summary, as hearsay, would be inadmissible evidence in criminal prosecutions, which, as a result, probably would all go down the drain. Also, the former prosecutor reminds us that presidential order was a violation of promises to the Senate that Cox would be given a free rein, a promise given by Elliot Richardson, who resigned as attorney general when it was broken. But even so, does the firing of Cox add up to one of those high crimes and misdemeanors mentioned by the Constitution as grounds for impeachment? Stronger grounds may soon emerge as federal judge John Sirica ponders whether to hold the president in contempt of court for failing to heed Sirica's orders to produce the tapes. Mr. Nixon says his compromise proposal complies with the spirit of Sirica's ruling. But critics charge, on the contrary, that the president is simply defying the courts, the Constitution, and rule of law, and thereby laying the ground for his own removal from office by Congress. No analysis of today's events would be complete without speculation over what effects these two seemingly independent crises are having on each other. Mr. Nixon's supporters be able to cite the delicate status of the Mideast as grounds for at least deferring impeachment action. And conversely, would Mr. Nixon's weakened position at home sap his credibility as a peacemaker between Israel and the Arabs?
Now a question. Could arthritis minor pain keep you awake tonight? Then before you go to bed, rub in Exocaine to help temporarily deaden and stop arthritis minor pain so you may get a good night's sleep. You see, Exocaine Arthritis Foam is the only leading rub with benzocaine, the fast-acting anesthetic that really penetrates to help temporarily deaden and stop arthritis minor pain. So at night, to forget your throbbing pain, remember to rub in Exocaine.
This is Walter Cronkite reporting for CBS News.